This is 99.7 FM Barrieville, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Texas lawmakers were scheduled to vote this afternoon on a measure that would strengthen President Trump's majority in Congress, but, says ABC's Jim Ryan in Dallas,
Texas House Democrats have responded by leaving the state and heading to Chicago in an attempt to deny a quorum and prevent a vote on the GOP-drawn map. Republican Governor Greg Abbott accuses the absent lawmakers of a dereliction of their duty, reminding them that they could be fined, arrested, or kicked out of office for leaving in the middle of a special legislative session.
Democrats say the rare mid-decade redistricting is discriminatory and a violation of the Voting Rights Act. President Trump says he will appoint a new head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics this week. He fired the previous director when poor jobs numbers came out on Friday. Tariffs on almost all of America's trading partners kick in this week. Almost all economists say consumers should brace themselves for price increases. Red flag fire warnings up in Arizona, Utah, Colorado, Wyoming, and Oregon as hot, dry weather persists in the West. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ahlen. A bill at the state capitol could restore funding for a program that assists homeless Wisconsin veterans. The legislation provides $1.9 million to maintain the Department of Veterans Affairs Veterans Housing and Recovery Program. It sites in Union Grove, Chippewa Falls, and Green Bay. The latter two are slated to close next month. A town of Fond du Lac man is jailed following a nearly seven-hour standoff in an arson incident. Surveillance video showed a man use an accelerant to set a fire to the exterior of a home early Friday morning. The suspect, who is identified as a resident of a nearby home, barricaded himself in his basement and surrendered later that day. And Susan Crawford was sworn in Friday as justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court in a ceremony at the Capitol in Madison. Crawford, a Dane County judge, beat Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel in April to succeed retiring Justice Ann Walsh Bradley and solidify the court's liberal 4-3 majority.
We are going to have more of that wildfire smoke from Canada today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high temperature generally in the upper 70s to low 80s here through the day today. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Maximum hits. Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Rhonda. 7:02 on your Monday morning. Billy Idol, Cradle of Love on Max FM.
Maximum hits for Portage. 99.7 Max FM.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that? I'll play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
What today is?
Today is a huge holiday.
Some argue today should be a national holiday.
We're baking chocolate chip cookies.
It is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
Chocolate chip cookie important to me.
It's a chocolate chip cookie, yeah!
Who wants chocolate chip?
I do.
Chocolate chip, your favorite.
Happy National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
It's showtime!
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Rhonda. It's 7:10 on your Monday morning. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. We do have an air quality alert. That's going to go until at least noon today due to the Canadian wildfire smoke that is getting into the area. That most likely will be extended until tomorrow. So we will continue to see areas of smoke today, mostly sunny with high of 81. Tonight, areas of smoke continue partly cloudy with a low of 59. On Tuesday, sunny, a high of 83. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 85. By the end of the week, we're looking at highs near 90 degrees. Currently 52 degrees, hazy, a little bit of fog out there and smoke outside the Max FM studios in the Weicker Great Day building in the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. And Rhonda, the open sign is lit up. I can see it from here.
I love coffee. I'm a coffee fanatic. And you know what goes great with coffee? Chocolate chip cookies.
Exactly. Cookies.
Yeah, I love the Cookie Monster.
Me too. And so I saw the cookies and I'm like, oh boy, we got to talk about that during calendar days. We're not going to miss that because as anyone that knows anything about us at Max FM, Yes, we're about our caffeine and we're about our food. Those are the two things that keep us powered during the day. And Rhonda, thank you so much for joining us today. You are filling in today for Emily.
I am. I'm excited to be a part of this. I don't get to get on air very often, but I loved helping out at the fair, and this is a nice little thing to do as well.
Yeah, and the difference here is we're inside the building.
Right.
It's not raining. We're not trying to keep everything dry, and it's not hot out. We're a nice 72 degrees inside the studios here, and look at this view outside the studio here. Isn't this amazing just to look out these windows?
It really is. What a wonderful location. I love it so much. Getting to see everything on the square. Anything that happens when we're on the air, we just get to check it out.
Yeah, I'm excited to do that every single day. I get to watch when they're setting up the farmer's market and some of the other events that we see happen in downtown Baraboo. We're very fortunate to be back in downtown Baraboo. We're also very fortunate because it's Roller Coaster Monday with Rhonda. And Rhonda, tell our listeners what we're giving away, and I'll explain how they can get a chance to win.
Oh, yeah. We're actually giving away some sets of two free rides at the Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. And it's brand new this summer, and one of our wonderful customers. And we have, like I said, two sets of tickets. We actually have up to five sets of tickets to give away. So we have 10 tickets to give away, and we're doing it on a text contest, as I understand.
Yeah, so what we're going to do is you're going to text in Roller Coaster for a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Dells Mountain Coaster. You can do that via text 608-355-9970, or you can use the free Civic Media app to text in Roller Coaster, and we will pick random winners today, up to five different people to win a pair of tickets to the Dells Mountain Coaster. If you do win, we will respond to you via text message letting you know that you won, requesting additional information if needed. So again, we're giving away what, Rhonda?
Two tickets to the Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster, and it's fun for all ages. They have it's kind of a self cart. You're in your own individual cart. It's not one big roller coaster.
Ooh.
So, and it's good for, I'll have to look up the ages, but I think it's about 10 and up. My nephews went and they loved it.
And I'm going to pick one winner already that came in. Congratulations to Becky. Becky, you've won a pair of tickets to the Dells Mountain Coaster. We are going to mail tickets out, but in the case of Ms. Becky, she can probably schedule a time to come and pick them up because I know she is, in theory, working this morning. So
and that was fast. It was like immediate.
Yes. So we already picked our first winner this morning. So congratulations to Becky. We're picking winners at random, up to five winners today. So we have four more winners to go this morning. You just need to text in Roller Coaster to 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Me after your chance to win those Dells Mountain Coaster tickets. A pair of them. We're giving away four more pairs. So we'll continue to do that throughout the morning show this morning because Rhonda was nice enough to bring those with her this morning. So thank you, Rhonda. We appreciate it. And so do our listeners. Now, unfortunately, over the weekend, we learned some very sad news. And during my show last night, it was very much caught me off guard to see that news last night. And I was very sad to see that happen. And so we are sad to learn that Lonnie Anderson, one of the stars of the classic sitcom WKRP in Cincinnati, died yesterday following an acute prolonged illness. She would have been 80 years old tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Lonnie played the receptionist, Jennifer Marlowe, for the show's entire four-season run from 1978 to 1982. The character was originally written as a typical blonde, but Lonnie wasn't interested in that at all, Rhonda.
It looks like she made them rework the character so that she was portrayed as, quote, the smartest person in the room. And she sure nailed that character, didn't she?
She did. Now, I'm going to play a little bit of audio because, you know, we have the theme song, of course.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking.
WKRP in Cincinnati.
And that theme song was so awesome. It was one of those songs that just stuck with you. And now, before landing WKRP, Lori auditioned to play Chrissy Snow on Three's Company. Obviously, she lost that part to Suzanne Summers, Rhonda.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Another person lost way too soon. In 1980, Lonnie Anderson starred in the TV movie The Jane Mansfield Story. I had forgotten about
Me
that.
Me too.
And she starred alongside a relatively unknown at the time, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, my gosh. That never even clicked in my head because the WKRP is it's just such a classic. And all radio people love WKRP.
Right. the infamous turkey drop,
oh,
right?
Oh, my goodness.
You know, so when we think about that, I always joke around Thanksgiving Day now that we have a roof here.
Oh, right.
You know, so not that I'm dropping anything off the roof for the fact the window's open here. Now, Lonnie spent a lot of time in the 1980s in the tabloids thanks to her marriage to Burt Reynolds. They got hitched in 1988 after years of dating, and then they got divorced in the early 90s. And so it took them like 20 years to settle that out, unfortunately. But we're going to remember Lonnie from WKRP in Cincinnati. Now,
yes.
I also have another little bit of audio this morning from the first episode of the show because, you know, this show is amazing. Now I'll go back and watch all of it.
Morning, Jennifer.
Morning, Herb.
Any calls?
No.
Messages?
Nope.
Mail?
None.
How about lunch?
No lunch either.
Dinner?
Busy.
Okay, how about later at my place?
You're married, Herb.
Oh, yeah. I'm Andy Travis, the new program director. Sorry, I got a meeting. We'll talk later. If you last that long. Nice fellow.
One of the best. Would you like to see the big guy?
The big guy.
The skipper, the chief, the head honcho, the jerk who runs his place.
Oh, no, Dave, that would be you. You're no jerk.
Am I the skipper? Am I the jerk who runs this place? For those that may not realize, I mean, we do kid around quite a bit here, and I'm always good with the kidding around here because that is how we roll. And for those that don't know this or may not realize this, I'm also the station manager of Max FM Burbu as well, right, Rhonda?
You are, but you are not a jerk. You are the best station manager. Very lucky to have you.
Well, thank you. I really enjoy being here, and I enjoy my job. That's the other part of being here. I mean, and as I was talking earlier today, and this was something that was kind of interesting to me, was that I was not originally planning to be in radio. That was something that was never on the horizon. And then when I did go on the radio, I was only here basically in a limited fashion or a part-time basis. It was never meant to be a permanent thing. And I remember growing up watching WKRP in Cincinnati and thinking, yeah, you know, that is kind of fun. And then sure enough, you know, now look at it. And it just, it was so sad to learn of Lonnie's passing yesterday, Rhonda, wasn't it?
It really was. I was addicted to that show when I was a kid, and I was in radio years ago because of this. I never thought I'd be in radio again, but here we both are in radio again.
In radio, and it's now my career, which was very much something to, you know, I love it. I think it's kind of been a lot of fun. And again, we are having fun this morning, too. We're giving away tickets this morning to
the Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster.
And if you want to win, what do they need to do, Rhonda?
They just need to text into us, and we are choosing people randomly.
We are. And, you know, we already awarded one winner, and that person, we're working on getting a hold of them right now. And we're going to hook up more winners this morning. We have four more pairs of tickets to give away this morning. Again, you just need to text in Roller Coaster to 608-355-9970. Or the free Civic Media app, and just text in Roller Coaster. And when you go on the Civic Media app, you're going to look for Max Miles, tap on 99.7 Max FM, smash that text button, and text in Roller Coaster for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Dells Mountain Coaster. We have up to four more pairs we're going to give away today. We have the tickets in our possession as well.
We do.
We're going to hook you up with them. Now, Rhonda, you're going to be back with us in a little bit. You're in studio enjoying the view from the studio today.
And I sure am.
So you're going to hang out with us until 9 o'clock this morning. And I almost said Emily. I'm so ingrained to say Emily. So if I mess up, I'm sorry. It'll be even funnier when I do it on Tuesday. I'm just waiting for that mess up on Tuesday when I call Wendy Emily. Oh, boy. That's going to go well. So more Music Mornings with Dave and Rhonda. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Part of the day with Powerline Coffee. It is 7:21 on your Monday morning. Don't forget to text in those birthday and anniversary wishes as well. 608-355-9970. Or text in via the free Civic Media app. Again, text in Roller Coaster for your chance to win tickets. All notes on Max FM.
Are you a miracle mile. Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's true, baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Oh, it doesn't matter what they say in the papers, cause it's always been the same old scene. There's a new band in town, but you can't get the sound from a story in a magazine. Ain't that your average team? How about a pair of pink sidewinders and a bright orange pair of pants? Well, you could really be a bold Brahma, baby, if you just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new wave, dance great. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. A new sound, funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Rhonda. 7:28 on Monday morning. Rhonda, we're giving away some cool prizes this morning. It's Roller Coaster Monday with Rhonda.
It is Roller Coaster Monday. We are giving away two tickets to the Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster, a brand new business in Wisconsin Dells.
And so we're going to be giving away multiple pairs of tickets when you text in Roller Coaster to 608-355-9970. Or if you text in via the free Civic Media app, look for Max Mouse, tap on 99.7 Max FM, smash that text button, and text in Roller Coaster for a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Dells Mountain Coaster. We're picking five different winners. We've already picked one winner. We're going to pick, what, four more is my math right there, Rhonda?
That is correct.
And so, yes, we're going to give those away today. So those tickets are giving away today. So we will do that within the next, before 9 o'clock, we're giving away all five pairs, and we will follow up with our winners via a text message. We may even say some names on air as well. So again, text in Roller Coaster to 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. And also don't forget to text in those local birthdays and anniversaries. We'll celebrate those around 7:40. And yes, we have some celebrities, and we do know about one of those big celebrities, and it's, I think Becky might be stalking this celebrity, but we'll just leave that one alone, right, Rhonda?
Sounds good.
So, Rhonda, and I'll be back with you at 7:40. More Music Mornings with Dave and Rhonda. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
Morning and welcome to the Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. On August 12th, we have the Dale and Renee Rosum Tractors, Tools, and Exercise Equipment Auction ending at 9 a.m. And then on the 13th, we have the Knute Lawrence Estate Motorcycle Auction featuring Harley-Davidson motorcycles and parts, including pan heads, knuckleheads, and other vintage Harley-Davidson and other collector motorcycles. Both of these catalogs are open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. On August 14th and 15th, we have drop-off days for our farm and construction consignment auction at our auction facility in Reedsburg. We're accepting farm machinery, construction equipment, ATVs and UTVs, vehicles, trailers, lawn and garden items, and much more. Check our website at gavinbros.com for all of our upcoming auctions as well as our real estate listings. And remember, if you're thinking about having an auction or buying or selling any type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
The Brewers take on the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Atlanta, where the Brewers face the Braves. Quinn Priester on the mound for Milwaukee against the Braves. Eric Fetty. The Brewers had to place Jacob Mizorowski on the 15-day IL over the weekend. The Miz still dealing with a severely bruised shin bone after getting hit with a ball during the Cubs game last week. The crew brought up Logan Henderson to start in their 14-3 win over the Nationals to complete a sweep. Outfielder Sal Frelick dealing with a knee injury Pat Murphy revealed over the weekend.
It's part of his meniscus. He's had surgery on it back in 19, and yeah, the doctors will have to tell you what they think. I mean, we got Churio down for a while. Now Sal, we don't exactly position player depth. We have some, but it's not as deep as we'd like, but yeah, well, let's keep rolling.
The Brewers remain in first place, two games ahead of the Cubs. NFL, the Packers have the day off. Tight end Tucker Kraft sat out family night with a groin injury. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We are going to have more of that wildfire smoke from Canada today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high temperature generally in the upper 70s to low 80s here through the day today. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Baraboo's hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM.
been lonely. I've been waiting for you. I'm pretending, and that's all I can do. The love I'm sending ain't making it through to your heart. You've been hiding, never letting it show. Always trying to keep it under control. You got it down, and you're well on your way to the top. But there's something that you forgot. What about love? Don't you want someone to care about you?
And more 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Rhonda, 7:40 on Monday morning. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee, located at 108 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. They're open at 7 a.m. every day. I can see the open sign right from here, Rhonda.
It's great. Coffee, coffee, coffee.
And we're not stalking Powerline Coffee at all. I mean, it's not like we can see in the windows and see what they're doing. We would never do anything like that. We should be playing Rockwell. Somebody's watching you. Oh. So, yes, we're having a little bit of fun with that. I do want to take a moment and remind everyone from the city of Baraboo, Corey Street will be closed Tuesday for water and sewer installation between Waldo Street and South Parkway from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. It is Roller Coaster Monday with Rhonda. And Rhonda, what are we giving away today?
We are giving away two roller coaster rides, two free roller coaster rides. So you get a set of two tickets and to the Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster.
So all you have to do is text in roller coaster to 608-355-9970 for a chance to win a pair of tickets to get on the Dells Mountain Coaster. We have four pairs of tickets left to give away. We will announce winners before 9 o'clock. We'll reply to you if you win as well with additional information that we need from you. So again, we're giving away pairs of tickets to the Dells Mountain Coaster. You just need to text in roller coaster. We can't make it any easier than that, Rhonda, can we?
That's true. And it's a really fun ride. They're individual coaster carts, so you kind of go how fast you want to. You can break it a little bit and you can go slow, but it's not very high. I've checked it out. I've been on the outside. I will take a ride. I should have taken a ride before this. But it's really a fun thing. I have a friend who works there and she said, "Yeah, it's safe obviously and fun and for all ages."
So all you got to do is text in "roller coaster" for your chance to win. It is Monday, August 4th, and we are going to celebrate our celebrity birthdays, and we do have a local birthday as well. Cole and Dylan Sprouse are 33. Cole plays Jughead on Riverdale, and he is also Dylan Ware twins, Zach and Cody on Disney's Sweet Life shows, and shared the role as a kid in Adam Sandler's Big Daddy and Ross' son Ben on Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Chet Hanks is 35. He's the rapper and son of Tom Hanks and has a recurring role of Blake on Empire. Who else do you see on our list today, Rhonda?
Meghan Markle is 44, Prince Harry's wife, the Duchess of Sussex.
Oh, yes.
And she also was Rachel, the paralegal on Suits.
I didn't know that. Did you?
Yep, I did.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, she's beautiful. Meghan Markle.
You learn something every day. Marcus Houston is 44, R&B singer who got his start as Roger on Sister Sister and Elgin, You Got Served, and he was Dom Donald in the Fat Albert movie.
So I never saw the Fat Albert movie. We watched the cartoon when I was little, but...
Never saw the movie, though.
Nope, me neither. Abigail Spencer is 44. She's Lucy on Timeless. And Harvey's rival Dana on Suits. So a couple of Suits people today.
Wow, it's kind of interesting. That's all kind of coming together this morning.
Yeah.
We have a big celebrity birthday. Retired NASCAR driver Jeff Gordon is 54. He's now a NASCAR Hall of Famer. He's part owner of Hendrick Motorsports as well. And I know there's some Jeff Gordon fans that are listening this morning. And so, yes, Jeff Gordon is 54 years old.
Wow.
And he made quite a few accomplishments as a NASCAR driver. I mean, he came in as he was this young guy back in the day, and it was very interesting watching his interactions with Dale Earnhardt. And as Jeff Gordon's career developed, Dale Earnhardt had a respect for Jeff Gordon. It was kind of neat. When Jeff Gordon won the championship, he was so young that Dale Earnhardt brought up a glass of milk to him at the awards ceremony as if he was not old enough to be drinking alcohol.
Oh, wow.
And toasted him with that glass of milk. It was a classic Dale Earnhardt move and moment. And so, yes, it was so neat to see that from Dale Earnhardt, this guy that was pretty rough and tough, and then he had very much a sense of humor about him as well. And he did respect Jeff Gordon. That was something that Dale had said throughout time. He remembered Jeff coming into the sport, and those guys used to compete with each other. I mean, it was very interesting. Unfortunately, we did lose Dale Earnhardt to an accident in Daytona. That's one of those we'll never forget. But yes, Jeff Gordon, 54 years old today. Who else do you see on our list today, Rhonda?
I see Daniel Day Kim is 57. He played Jin on Lost, and also he was Chin Ho Kelly on Hawaii Five-O, and candor leader Jack Kang on the Divergent movies.
Oh, I didn't realize Hawaii Five-O. Yeah. See, we learn something every single day. Roger Clemens is 63, legendary pitcher. He's third on the all-time list for most strikeouts behind Nolan Ryan and Randy Johnson. So Roger Clemens is 63. Rhonda, we have a big one on our list next.
This is a big one. Former President Barack Obama is 64 today.
Wow. And rounding out our celebrity birthdays, Billy Bob Thornton is 70 years old.
Wow.
What more can we say about Billy Bob Thornton, Rhonda?
What an amazing actor.
Yeah.
Really, really good. Is it Sling Blade? He was in Sling Blade, Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh
so good.
Yeah, I mean, he was in so many different movies, and so, yeah, huge, huge birthday there. And so I am going to take a moment, and I'm going to go over to, we do have a local birthday that came in. Happy birthday to Jenna Braun. That is from Miss Becky, of course, so happy birthday to her as well today, and I'm hoping she has a great birthday. Again, what are we giving away today, Rhonda?
2 tickets to the Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster.
And we're giving those away. You just need to text in roller coaster to 608-355-9970. Or you can text in via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse. Tap on 997 Max FM. Tap text. Text roller coaster for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Dells Mountain Coaster. I mean, that is going to be so cool. We're giving away 5 pairs of tickets today total. We already picked one winner early this morning, and we're not going to announce any more winners until about 8:40 is our plan, because we're going to have to pick through a few of these. Yeah. As many texts as we're getting today. So that's pretty cool. It's something that we want to give those tickets away. We partnered with them at the Sauk County Fair. Had some tickets there as well, and so we're giving away the last of the tickets that we have for that. It looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it'll be a great time.
So, yeah, and the weather this week, be great to be out and about doing that as well. So, again, text in roller coaster 608-355-9970 before 9 o'clock this morning for a chance to win those tickets. We want you to win, so text and roller coaster now. So this morning we will be talking about our pets of the week from the Sauk County Humane Society at 8:10. Rhonda, just previewing these animals, they are adorable.
Oh,
aren't they?
They are super cute.
And so we'll be talking about those at 8:10 this morning. I do want to remind everyone also, concerts on the square Thursday night, and we're a little bit of a milestone here as we're getting towards wrapping those up, Rhonda.
Yeah, this is the second to the last concert this week.
And so if you want to get to the concerts on the square, this is the time to do it. Also, the cool part with the concert on the square this week, it's that 90s band.
And yeah, I saw that.
Isn't that cool? I mean, mm-hmm. This is the stuff we play right here on Max FM, like Vanilla Ice, Green Day, Nirvana. I mean, it's all that fun and nostalgic 90s music. And the 90s band will take the audience back to the golden era of music. I mean, that's happening right out here on the courthouse lawn Thursday night at 7 p.m.
We are so fortunate to be able to have the concerts on the square each week during the summer. It's a great, great program, absolutely free to our community members and visitors.
Yes, it is. So we're so happy to be able to see that. I may have to try to get to that one. That just sounds pretty cool. I'm just curious how they're going to do it, too. So that 90s band will be at the concerts on the square on Thursday night. Rhonda, you're going to be back with us at 8:10, and we're going to talk about our pets of the week from the Sauk County Humane Society. The morning show is brought to you by Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. We're going to get you back into some more great music with Journey on Max FM.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride, because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
Fast, reliable, affordable. Most internet services don't give you all three, but U.S. Cellular Home Internet does. A trio in perfect harmony. Fast speeds, a solid network, and just $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details. And with our fastest 5G Plus plan, get a $200 gift card. Visit Cell Plus, your local authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Coming to the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells for 2 big shows, it's the internationally acclaimed Beatles tribute, Liverpool Legends. For over 10 years, Liverpool Legends had their own theater in Branson, and now they're back in Wisconsin Dells on Friday, August 8th, for both a lunch and dinner performance. They've played the Rose Bowl 4 times, performing to over 160,000 fans and in front of over 20,000 in Mexico City. They've even played Carnegie Hall in New York. Now's your time to see Liverpool Legends and relive the best of the Beatles, complete with multiple costume changes, at the Legacy Dinner Theater. A full meal with salad, roasted pork, rice pilaf, green beans, and dessert is also included. And coming August 22nd, all the way from Toronto, Canada, it's 2 shows by Elton Ron, honoring Elton John. It's all at the Legacy Dinner Theater across from the Wilderness Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Get tickets today at LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop.
No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. I mean, mop drop.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Maximum hits. Max FM.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same song. Try to take me to a disco.
I'm Sherry Preston. Texas was supposed to vote this afternoon on new congressional district maps, but Democrats have left the state.
Governor Abbott, in a late-night letter, said the walkout by Democrats amounts to an abandonment or forfeiture of an elected state office, and he threatened to remove Democrats from office if they don't return by 3 p.m. today. The Texas Attorney General has said lawmakers could be arrested.
And the House rules and the Senate rules both allow for these people to be arrested if they leave.
The Texas Republican Party calling Democrats cowards and demanding law enforcement hunt down those who think they are above the law.
ABC's Christiane Cordero, the newly drawn maps would likely hand the Republicans 5 more seats in Congress by splitting up highly Democratic districts. South Korea has begun removing loudspeakers that for years have blasted propaganda across to North Korea. A far-right Israeli leader praying at Jerusalem's most sensitive holy site on Sunday, triggering regional condemnation. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Much of Wisconsin is under an air quality alert until noon today. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says it's caused by another thick plume of wildfire smoke coming down from Canada. In addition to the poor air quality, the smoke is leading to lowered visibility, especially around eastern Wisconsin. The year's first confirmed measles cases in Wisconsin. The State Department of Health Services confirmed 9 cases of measles in Oconto County. All the